From here to there, a father and son road trip adventure from Melbourne to London. Written and read by John Fain and Jack Fain.
My Nana, Luba, my father's mother, lived in Tashkent before leaving for the New World around 1923. Walking the streets, I pretend that I'm in her footsteps. Jack develops an appetite for family history that I struggle to feed. Sadly, she would recognise nothing of what's here now, the Russians and the Uzbeks having rearranged the city to obliterate its past. From our brief visit, it's hard to see much of a future either. Police patrol every intersection, and often between them as well. They stop cars at random, extracting bribes and fines under protest from exasperated drivers. The theory is that if you can afford a car, you can afford to support the meagre incomes of the police. Trams and trolley buses, crowded and dilapidated, plough through potholed streets. Occasionally, a latest model BMW or Audi limousine or 4x4 will speed past, often without number plates, immune from regulation. Motorbikes and scooters are banned in Uzbekistan. No one can tell us why. Boulevards laid out on a European scale host imposing facades of ageing apartment blocks, windows sometimes missing like teeth from a smile. Everything is grimy, except when it snows, and instantly the mood changes. Very few new buildings are to be found. The Fine Arts Museum, a notable and handsome exception. Inside, we browse through a superb collection of weavings, costumes, friezes, carvings, doors, saddles, cloaks, robes, jewellery, and paintings. There's almost no one else there. We take a taxi to the flea market. The driver speaks enough English to say, "Bush, bad. Clinton, Monica, woohoo!" Jack asks him if he's Muslim. "Musulman here," he says, pointing to his head. "Ruski here," he says, pointing to his heart. "Putin, very good. Russia, good now," he adds, a sentiment echoed several times over. Vladimir Putin has made Russians proud again, reclaiming Russian greatness. "We were nothing before," says a businessman I meet at a cafe.